is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you bring up whatever you want. Though we're going to start things out with guests tonight. Don't have guests on too often, but this man is a man I think we've had on more often than any other guest in history of the show. His name's Jim Babka. He's the president of DownsizeDC.org. Jim, are you with us?
Yes, I am, and I'm thrilled to be here. I mean, you guys keep growing and growing and growing, and I've missed talking to you these last couple of months.
Well, it's always you reached out to us, and of course, my immediate answer was yes, absolutely. It's definitely been too long since we've had you on, and happy 2009, Jim.
Happy 2009. It's going to be a great year. There's a lot to do.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And there's certainly going to be some new things coming up here for Downsize DC. And we've had you on the show over the years a number of times, obviously during the Bush administration, and you've been pretty critical of the U.S. federal government during those years, Jim, at DownsizeDC.org. Are you going to be letting up for the new administration?
Absolutely not. In fact, they're going to give us a whole new set of things. I mean, I was starting to get tired of repeating the same stuff. I mean, this is great. I mean, from my perspective, the Obama administration represents job security. I think we're going to have a whole bunch of things to talk about, brand new. And I think, you know, the shift in being able to talk about some of these economic issues more, as we started to do over the last few months, and some of the social engineering that liberals are drawn to, I think it's going to give us a chance to give people real education on some brand new issues.
Well, let's go ahead and give some of our listeners who might be brand new, because we've added a few stations since you've been on, let's give them an update on, or an introduction rather, on what Downsize DC is.
Well, DownsizeDC.org gives you an opportunity to communicate with your representative and two senators about the pressing issues of the day. It's bathrobe activism. You can sit down at your computer and do a couple clicks of the mouse and the keyboard, and there you're able to send a message. And the great thing about sending these messages is that you're not alone. We like to say that no snowflake believes itself responsible for the avalanche, and that means that you are joined with thousands of others who help magnify your voice. Our system is simply just come to it. You type in your contact information. It tells you who your representative and two senators are. And basically everything that you need is right there on the page for being able to send your own personalized message. You can get up to speed very quickly. It's just a matter of minutes. You participate, and then you go about your day and live your life like you planned, because I don't believe that the founders designed a country where we were supposed to spend all of our time obsessing about politics.
Well, far too much of our time is, it seems, spent obsessing about politics, but I would agree that your system does a really great job of making it very easy as far as getting the most pressing issues out in front of the public and making it easy for them to communicate with their Congress critters out there. I don't know how much the Congress critters listen, but I'm glad that I'm glad that I have an opportunity to talk to them in this manner, and I do it every single time. How many, weekly, how many updates do you think you send out?
We send out somewhere between 3 and 6 updates a week. I would say on a good average week is 4 to 5. Most business days is when we send it. We had a special message we sent out today because we wanted to say a couple of things, such as I will be on Free Talk tonight. But most of the days we send those out. And our Downsider Dispatch, we've gotten a lot of feedback on this in recent months. And, you know, I kind of thought of it as just part of what it was that we did every day to kind of turn the crank. But we're getting a lot of feedback on the dispatch itself and people telling us how much they actually appreciate this newsletter. And so I would encourage people, there's plenty of issues to choose from on the campaigns tab there at downsizedc.org. But if you just want to kind of test this out and see what we're doing, just go ahead and subscribe to the list. You can either send a message to your representative and senator and we'll subscribe you automatically, or you can use the subscription form on one of the other pages and just try out the list and see what it is, what kind of content we put out, and see what you think of it. And if you don't like it, there's a simple link there that you can click to get right out. But we send this out about 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah, people know that they're Congress people and other Congress people out there are proposing and getting and voting for and getting involved with all kinds of laws that they don't like. But the vast majority of them can't even name their two senators and one representative. That's what I really like about Downsize DC is it just makes it so easy. You put in your name, you put in your address, bam, 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 it's all done.
Yeah, it really does. In fact, it's so easy. I have to say I'm spoiled by it, Jim, because there are some other activist groups that are out there that are encouraging their interested parties to contact representatives. And I look at what they've sent out via email, and they're saying, well, you have to go and look up their phone number, and then you have to call, and then there's all these steps involved. And I think to myself, why don't you just license Jim Babka's technology?
Or better yet, just send them to us. I mean, you know, we've got we're covering so many issues at the website right now, and we'll be adding some more here in the coming weeks, and you know, so many things we're touching base on, and we've got a couple campaigns that we added late last year as we anticipated what was coming that are very general in nature, like you know, stop government spending, stop government tax increases. I mean, these are pretty general campaigns where people can pretty much fill in whatever they want into it. So if they want to send a message to their friends and say, hey, let's all rally to stop this tax or this spending, you know, those campaigns exist at the campaign page.
Yep, and you can go and you can pick and choose which ones are most interesting to you. And again, if you're on the Downsize DC Dispatch, there's always something new coming out that you will let people know what's happening. Can you feature a campaign for us tonight here, Jim?
Let's talk about one that I think will be of interest to you guys and your audience. It happens to be our latest campaign as well, but I think this is one that's got, you know, right up you guys your alley. There's a civil war going on down in Mexico.
Yep.
And this civil war is basically entirely the product of the war on drugs and the high black market, obscene profits that drug cartels have made have allowed them to basically go to war with the government of Mexico. And our own Pentagon, just about 2 weeks ago, issued a report stating they believe it was a realistic possibility that the government of Mexico could topple during this year. There are four cartels south of the border. In 2006, the new Mexican president basically declared war on them. But they have money, and so they fought back, and they fought back very hard. Last year, there were more than 5,000 murders and more than 1,000 counted kidnappings. Human rights groups estimate the kidnappings could be approaching 3,000, which would be higher than the number of kidnappings that occur in Iraq. There's a city just south of the border called Ciudad Juarez. 1,600 of the murders occurred in Ciudad Juarez. And each night, the politicians of Ciudad Juarez drive across the border into Texas and spend the night at their residences with their families in El Paso. Now, the question that we ask is, how long before this drug war spills over into the United States?
It's my understanding that it already has been.
There's been skirmishes here in the United States, and our law enforcement officers of all national and state levels are trying to deal with it. It's local level, too.
Well, the interesting thing about this, Jim, is that the Mexican government has created this opponent. They created them from nothing by enforcing prohibition in the first place. Well, if they hadn't enforced prohibition,
the United States government created
and
the opponent
U.S. government.
Because the fact is, Mexico is a client state of the, a Central American client state of the United States. That's it. If we don't like the who's in charge over there, we change it as we being the United States, government.
Yes. Well, my point is, though, that we can add the U.S. government to this, but these governments, U.S. and Mexican, by persecuting this war on drugs, they empowered these criminals. They put billions of dollars into their hands because they created the black market through prohibition. Isn't it? It's just bewildering.
That's exactly right. And we have it here, too. And a lot of the money and the guns, by the way, that they're purchasing, the black market guns that are running down there, both money and guns are coming from the United States. We're the number one supplier for the cartels in terms of their guns are coming from the states. And we are the number one. Our country consumes the majority of the drugs. They are what Colombia was, say, 15 years ago. And so it is entirely because of the obscene profits that are available from black market drug running that they're able to finance this war, that they're able to buy the bullets, the guns, to get the troops together. And if you wanted to end this, it could be ended in a snap. You just simply end the war on drugs. It's just that simple.
Yep, it would be just that simple.
And that's what
then the profits that come from the war on drugs, it wouldn't be worth. I mean, that's how gangs get their money.
Exactly. And speaking of gangs, and you guys did accurately point out that this has already spread north of the border. One of the other things that we illustrated on our website, it could be on the Talking Points page, or maybe it's on the campaign page itself. But if people go to this campaign, which is right at the top of the campaign, you click the campaign tab if you go to downsizedc.org. It's right there at the top. Click on that campaign and they'll read it. one of the things we talk about is that gangs have moved far north. These Mexican drug gangs are in northern states like Massachusetts, for example.
And you're making it easy for people to take action on this, and I want to come back with more of you, Jim. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Perhaps you have a question for Jim while we have him here. We'll have him here for the at least the remainder of this this next segment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
John Grisham once said, "I'm a famous writer in a country where nobody reads." Well, not exactly, Mr. Grisham. Somebody out there read enough of your books to give you the record of being the only author to have a number one best-selling novel 7 years in a row, from 1994 to 2000. Somebody read enough of your books to put them at number one for the most weeks ever, 100, topping even J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame at 70. Still, with typical modesty, Grisham has also said, "I find myself taking long walks on my farm with my wife, Renee, wondering what in the world happened. My success was not planned, but it could only happen in America."
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGeer was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see that for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com for SACL CAI. It's right there at the top of the banner column. So we continue here with Jim Babka. He's the president of DownsizeDC.org, an organization founded, it's been a few years now, and you've been constantly growing ever since the day you were founded, Jim. And the purpose of DownsizeDC.org is to make it easy for individuals to contact their so-called representatives in Washington, D.C. And we know that for the most part, these guys just don't tend to listen. Anybody who's ever picked up their phone and talked to one of these people before, or one of their aides, I guess probably very few people have actually spoken with these individuals. But when they've tried to contact these people, especially if you look back at like the bailout bill, for instance, it can be very frustrating because it seems like you aren't being listened to. Jim, how is it that Downsize DC could possibly change that situation?
Well, first, I'd like to say that we now have chronicled 16 victories since we were since the beginning of 2006, and so in every one of those instances, I believe, with one possible exception, we were either in the leadership or a participant in a coalition, and that points to the ultimate long-term strategy, which is to build an army that's so big that Congress cannot afford to ignore it. We put the number of subscribers right there on the top of our homepage, and our real goal, is to grow that number as much as we possibly can, so that we can get to the point where they just can't afford to ignore us. There's too many people contacting them, and not just by using the proprietary system that we use to contact them electronically, but, you know, we on occasion we add phone calls on top of that, and sometimes, you know, or eventually we hope to begin organizing groups of people to meet their congressmen locally, to meet them in Washington. We look to get to the point where we're so big that we can buy advertising and just inundate the market so that they just can't resist hearing the message anymore.
And I think that repetition is a very important factor, and that's something that I think Downsize DC does pretty well. You can converge multiple thousands of activists on one particular issue at any given moment, and then a week or two later, you can converge them all again just by sending out an email. So it's a really great leverage factor that you have.
Jim, it would be relatively easy for the Congress critters to ignore anything that came in from Downsize DC. How do you avoid something like that?
Well, the main method that we have is that you can personalize the message. I mean, we usually, so that our system isn't hijacked, provide the first sentence or two for you to send. But after that, the message is yours to personalize. The way that the message is delivered through the respective web forms of the representative and two senators lets them know that they are hearing from a real constituent and that they should pay attention to it. The personalization means that they're not getting a form letter. They're getting the real opinions. Someone has taken the time to write to them. And they do count, they do report those numbers. And, you know, this the exception, Ian, you just pointed to was the bailout in the fall. And we now know, you know, with hindsight, that the Congress was basically threatened. They were told that they were lied to and told the situation was so bad, so dire, that immediate action was required. Otherwise, there was potential riots in the streets and that they would end up having to declare martial law and maybe even their own existence in Washington, their personal safety and that of their family would be threatened. This is how Congress was gotten to this time. Every other time that overwhelming pressure has been mounted that I'm aware of, we've turned the tide.
All right, good. Well, I think that DownsizeDC.org is probably one of the only useful organizations there in Washington to actually affect some change.
I love that you use the web forms that the Congress people have on their own websites rather than sending them an email that, you know, has a big Downsize DC across the top or something like that, because they could just turn that into spam and off it goes, and then it's a waste of time. But now it's coming in from their website, their particular form.
Well, that's because that's what the Downsize DC software does behind the scenes.
Yes.
When you click click.
That's why it's so powerful.
Right. When you click one button on Downsize DC to submit these letters to these so-called reps, your software literally goes to their web form and fills in all the necessary information so that you don't have to. And it really makes it, you know, of course, it's all transparent. You don't see any of that happening. It's just going on, again, behind the scenes. And so really, it's a brilliant system you've devised. And people that are interested in learning more should go to DownsizeDC.org and get on board. Again, lots of campaigns that you can get involved in. You mentioned the Mexican Civil War one, which is really, I mean, and one of the other things you know I love about your organization, Jim, is you stick to principle. You aren't a partisan organization. You'll go after the Democrats just like you'll go after the Republicans. And when it comes to the issues, you take a true pro-freedom position. I mean, on the Mexican Civil War issue, it says right here on the campaign description that it's time to end drug prohibition. I mean, you're not candy-coating anything here.
No, we're definitely not, and we don't want to. What we do try to do, though, is not try to be abrasive or not try to be obnoxious or even get too far out ahead of the pack. We want to make arguments that we can use to appeal to the mainstream. I had a lunch a couple months ago with a donor, and he said to me that everybody in his family thinks he's a kook. He said, but he says, I've taken your messages now, and I've been able to forward these messages to them, and they say, wow, this really makes some sense. And so he said to me, please do me a favor. Don't ever become a kook like me. And I laughed, but I really appreciated the sentiment because we are trying to be broad. We are trying to be transpartisan. And the argument that we've made, for example, on this drug war issue is a very pragmatic argument. I mean, the same argument can be made about the Taliban and al-Qaeda growing poppy over in Afghanistan and Pakistan. It, too, is funding terrorism. And so, you know, we're trying to do this in a way that can reach out in a very broad way. We try to look for that lever in every issue that has the potential to reach the widest audience and be the least partisan or divisive in reaching that audience.
Yeah, and I'd have to say that there are a couple more big ones right there on the front page of Downsize DC, which include the End the Fed campaign.
And we're working with End the Fed to do that. I mean, this is a national campaign with a few different groups involved in it, but it's being spearheaded by End the Fed, and they contacted us and asked us to join with them. There's going to be demonstrations and other stuff culminating in May, and we're going to help hopefully deliver some petitions to Washington, help them spread the word about this initiative. We also have a complementary campaign with that one called the Honest Money Campaign that would allow for competitive currency against the fiat currency, making the Fed less and less relevant if we could do that. And so we've got a couple of different approaches on that issue and a wide variety of others.
So our listeners that have not yet been should head over to DownsizeDC.org to get signed up for this. It's such an easy process. You sign up once, then the next time you come back in, all you have to do is log into the website, click a button or two, and you have sent off a message to your so-called representatives. And as you said, Jim, you're welcome to customize it as much or as little as you feel so inspired. And it'll also get you onto the Downsize DC dispatch list to keep you in the loop as to what's going on with DownsizeDC.org. Anything else you wanted to share with our listeners tonight, Jim?
No, I think that pretty much covers everything, and I just to encourage people to come to the site, and congratulations to you guys. I mean, it seems like every time I'm on here, you guys have made some new leap in growing the show, and it's just really exciting that people are embracing this message of liberty in the entertaining way you're delivering it.
Well, it's about darn time. Thank you, Jim, for the call. Certainly appreciate hearing from you and talking to you as always.
All right, bye, guys.
Yes, sir. DownsizeDC.org. That's Jim Babka. He is the man in charge over there, and you should check him out. 800-259-9231 is our number. You can bring up what you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, toll free, 800-259-9231.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burn. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, the broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all completely free for you. Just head over to listen.freetalklive.com, and you can access those free. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative from PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com.
You get a free account.
Yep, absolutely. You can test the waters there. Totally free.
PrivacyHarbor.com.
We continue going to JB, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, JB. JB, you are on Free Talk Live. Going once. JB going twice.
Question.
There he is.
That, same old question that I spoke with the Libertarian candidate 6 years ago, and he couldn't answer, and it's simply this. You know, you condone the slave trading of the traders selling the drugs, so we legalize drugs.
Slow down. I'll let you get all the question out, but I just have to ask you for clarification here. When you say you condone the slave trading of slave traders selling drugs, what do you mean?
Well, if you look at Webster's dictionary, the definition of a slave is someone is controlled by someone or someone or something, so that when you're allowing people to control other people by selling them a substance that's going to control them, and they no longer have the free will to control themselves, Webster calls them slave traders.
Okay, so
you're creating slaves in these people, and the problem is
tobacco companies doing the same thing.
Couldn't answer.
Are the tobacco companies doing the same thing?
Well, I don't think if you look at the statistics in this country, and you seem to be intelligent young men, if you look at statistics in the country, 70% of the crime is not caused by cigarettes, sir, but 70% of the crime is caused by illegal drugs.
Right, but the illegal drugs don't make people crazy or anything. What they do is they cost so much that the people have to commit crimes in order to get them. Now, you don't see people robbing people for cigarettes because they're legal. It's the illegality that causes people to commit crimes.
Absolutely, that argument doesn't wash, because what you'll have, you can take a millionaire drug addict who becomes a crackhead on the street, and given enough time, that millionaire drug addict with the freedom to use as many drugs as they like will become that criminal crackhead on the street.
Yes.
So, what you're talking about is in a paradigm where drugs are illegal. Right? Like, we'll say that your little scenario is true, and that's okay, but it's because the drugs are illegal that the millionaire would have to go out and commit crime. You see, people that smoke cigarettes can work at a minimum wage job and continue to be, addled and addicted and enslaved to cigarettes. And the same with alcohol, the same with caffeine, the same with all the substances that are legal, and that's really the only difference.
How can you reject that, JB?
The result from the drug use, you cannot compare to caffeine or cigarettes. That's an immature...
Right. It's no, the result of the war on drugs, I can't compare.
The illegal use of drugs. Why don't we execute sellers?
Why don't we execute cigarette smokers?
If we execute slave traders, then we will no longer have to worry about people using drugs. So they'll still come in.
Well, all right. There are more than 100,000 people convicted of drugs every year. Do you want to execute all them too?
Wow!
Yeah, look how much money we save. $30,000 a year times 100,000. Okay, that's up into the billions that we're paying to house these people. You know, if we took the Singapore or the Middle East model,
then we'd have a state like Singapore or the Middle East.
President, maybe he can do that.
Because Singapore and the Middle East have no drugs whatsoever in their countries, right?
Well, don't they execute?
Some of them do.
I know there are some countries that do that, but I don't want to live in Singapore or the Middle East. Why don't you move to Singapore or the Middle East if they're so great?
No. Why don't you get the slave traders? Why do you condone slave trading?
Okay, let's stop right there, Mark. You've had a good chance.
I made a great argument. You just won't.
He's not listening. So let me try with JB here. Okay, JB.
Okay, that's fine.
Now you're saying that. Let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're saying that drug dealers are actually slave traders or slave masters.
Look up the definition in Webster Dictionary.
I just want to make sure that's what you're trying to say here, right?
Someone or something.
You're repeating yourself now. That's what you're saying, right? You're saying that drug dealers are the equivalent. So you're telling me, now when you say drugs, you're separating drugs from, you mean illegal drugs. You don't mean cigarettes and alcohol, or rather nicotine and alcohol. You've given them special exceptions. Caffeine, I guess you'd also give a special exception for caffeine.
Yes, I would.
Okay, so essentially you only consider drugs to be what are labeled illegal drugs. Is that right so far?
What I'm saying is that the slave traders aren't dealing in caffeine. They aren't dealing in cigarettes. So you can
black market drug dealers, JV. Let me explain this to you. If you can just be quiet for one moment, I can explain this to you, sir. The reason why black market drug dealers are not doing business in cigarettes and alcohol and coffee is because all three of those products are legal. They don't have a financial incentive to do business in those areas. Once you prohibit a product, and you'd think Americans would have learned this from alcohol prohibition in the early part of the 20th century, but apparently not. When you prohibit a product or service, it immediately goes under underground. And the more draconian the punishment, the more criminality you will see in the black market. So if you get what you are asking for, JB, and you demand that and you get a death penalty for selling a bag
execution,
of marijuana, JB, if you get
correct.
What you're asking for, what you're going to get in return is the most vindictive, ruthless, criminal, violent drug dealers in the marketplace, whereas right now the marijuana trade, for instance, is populated with mostly relatively easygoing dealers that are just trying to cover the cost of their own usage. You would get the most criminal individuals doing business because, well, they'd be taking the highest risk and the risk of death if they are caught doing what they're doing. But let's separate things for a moment here, because you're just calling illegal drugs drugs, and you're saying that they're all slavery. So would you say that as a, excuse me, JB, here's a question for you. Here's a question. As someone who has used marijuana more times than I can count, would you call me a slave?
Have you been addicted to marijuana where marijuana makes the decisions and you don't?
No.
How many times have you used crack cocaine, sir?
Never.
Okay. If you had that experience, sir, probably within a 90-day period of time, you would no longer be called. If your name is Mr. Smith, you wouldn't be Mr. Smith. You would be whoever the slave trader wanted you to be.
Okay, so you are admitting, JB, then, what you've just admitted there, JB, is that there's a difference between marijuana and crack cocaine. You've already separated them into two different categories. So is a marijuana dealer a slave trader, or is it just the crack dealers and the meth dealers?
Here's what I think you need to look at in order to make that determination.
I'm asking you that question.
Okay, well, because I'm going to go on a government statistic and say, and look at
talk about reliable.
That of the 70% of the, I deal with people who are incarcerated, so I can understand this problem.
Are you a CO?
And let me just tell you this. Of the 70% of the people who are incarcerated for the use of illegal drugs, if 90% of those people or 80% of those people are in there because of crack cocaine or heroin addiction or use or some other that, and there's 2% or 5% in their marijuana use and marijuana addiction, okay? And that's no greater than running over people who drink Jack Daniels. I don't have a problem with that.
JB, we have the largest population of prisoners in the world that the world has ever seen in the United States, and we have these things that you just said, 80% of the people are incarcerated. For that, maybe we need to try something different, because the war on drugs, as we're prosecuting it currently, is not working.
Would you like to execute the drug users too, JB?
No, I would like to execute the slave traders, sir.
But do you include marijuana dealers in the slave trader category?
I would not make a blanket statement on marijuana for one simple reason.
I want to come back with more of JB here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on two decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whatever it is you need to buy. Free Talk Live, amazon.freetalklive.com is the place to get it. There are dozens of categories in which you can shop, including used items. So I was just looking for a new scanner because I think mine has finally crapped the bed, and they had so many choices. It was almost a difficult process to choose which one to buy. But luckily, they have user reviews, which makes it a lot easier when you can see what other people think about the products. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you need and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. We continue. Going back to JB, listening to WFLA in Tampa. JB, you called in to essentially agitate for a greater war on drugs. It's very rare that we'll talk to somebody like you.
I know that.
We talk about the war on drugs a lot on this show.
You espouse a libertarian view that, look, I don't care what you do, and you shouldn't care what I do, as long as I don't go, what I do inside my house causes me to go outside my house and take something from you, steal from you,
right,
murder you.
Hey, I'm with you. As long as you don't infringe upon my freedom,
right,
then you should be free to do what you want. However, I think
right,
one of the points you've missed here, JB, and I'd like to make it briefly here and allow you to respond to it, that is that the drug users you're talking about, the meth heads, the crack heads, the ones that are really just hooked and they need to get that next fix, I think the point you're missing is that it's not the smoking of the crack that makes a crackhead want to go out and rob somebody or break into a home or break into a car. It's the fact that they don't have any money left and they need to get some money in order to get their next fix that puts them in that position. And the reason why
Absolutely.
It's so expensive, JB, for them to get their next fix is because the black market increases prices of drugs by thousands of percents. These very same drugs could be in the legal marketplace available at your local drug store for the same price as a bottle of aspirin or thereabouts if we actually had a free marketplace and we did not have drug prohibition. And if that were the case, then the average crackhead would not have to be breaking into people's homes because they could afford their crack habit.
And endangering, you know, the innocent citizens.
Right, they could afford their crack habit with the average job. So you understand that point, or is it still going over your head?
I absolutely do.
Okay, so if you understand that point, JB...
I absolutely understand your point, and that's a valid point. And here's the thing. And you know what? The crackhead, who, like we had one here, I'm just giving you stuff that's in the newspaper. The principal, you know, they locked him up a year ago at school because he was going through a divorce. Decided to try crack in December. Within 60 days, he was buying crack in a school and he lost his job. Now, let's say the guy's making $50,000 a year and crack's legal. And so he can afford... And if this habit was costing him $500 a week or $1,000 a week, whatever it's costing him, and we got it down to $200 a week, so it's manageable economically. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go out and create a crime on another person.
That's right.
Okay. So we need to make it economically feasible to buy heroin, crack, cocaine, whatever.
So that would happen in a free market. Yes.
Right. Here's the problem with that.
What's that?
Thinking. At what point in time does that crack cocaine affect his job performance, his ability to function?
All fine
those
questions.
Those type of issues.
Sure.
And then, so then he loses his job, but because he's dependent upon that. And we're using a principle.
JB, I'm going to answer your question. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Really appreciate hearing from you. Allow me to answer that question. I used to live down there in the Tampa Bay area, and I knew somebody who was in the construction trade. And he told me that he would hire a crackhead over an alcoholic any day of the week.
Right.
You know why?
Because they'll show up for work. They
that
really
crackhead
need it.
Is there at 6 in the morning. They're ready to work because they need a fix.
But it
whereas the alcoholic
like you're doing crack.
The alcoholic is calling in, I'm hungover, I can't come in, I'm sick.
What I'd like to say is, JB was asking, when do we allow the use of drugs to say that it's affecting a person's work? And I would say, that's up to that person's boss.
Exactly.
With an alcoholic or a cigarette smoker? I mean, couldn't somebody be such a terrible cigarette smoker that they have to go out every
15 minutes
to smoke a cigarette for 6, 8, 10 minutes, whatever it takes to smoke a cigarette?
I don't want to employ that person.
Right. The fact is that your addiction would affect your employment, even with legal drugs. These people, I mean, a bad alcoholic is going to have a heck of a time holding down a job as a school principal, which requires all kinds of decision-making ability.
Legalizing drugs or decriminalizing drugs does not end tragedy, but it does drastically reduce it.
Right. The fact is, it's the war on drugs that's the larger tragedy.
Absolutely.
As we've shown with JB, and, you know, he seemed to get some of the points, and that's a good thing, but it's the war on drugs. It's the fact that they're increased, artificially increased by the fact that they're illegal that's causing all the problem.
So true. And the solution is never to use more force, which is what JB's solution was, well, we just need to have a bigger war and put these people to death. No, that doesn't solve any of the problems. Because if you start putting drug dealers to death, as I said before, it just brings in the most vicious, the most ruthless dealers into the marketplace, and it doesn't stop the users from wanting to use. So as long as you have people out there that are demanding a product or service in the marketplace, there will be someone who will take the risk and fill it.
Yep.
So the people that take the risk to fill the demand for illegal drugs in a marketplace where it has been prohibited and the death penalty has been added to it are the most vicious, ruthless criminals you can possibly imagine. And you can better believe they're going to go down in a hail of gunfire, unlike your average dealer that's probably likely just going to give up and take a plea bargain.
Increasing the penalties is going to endanger the police officers out there because they're going to be up against these more desperate criminals. It's going to endanger the average citizen that much more because the prices will be increased.
The prices are
going to
go up, yep.
Greatly because the penalties are higher. So, therefore, you're endangering me, my wife, who's a drug treatment counselor, has gone to college for it. Now she's a full-time mom. You know, my little baby. The fact is, one of these people that needs their drugs so badly is going to break into homes and kill people and steal stuff. We don't need that.
Right. What we need is compassion. What we need is understanding. What we need is love for people that are addicted to drugs. If people have a problem and it's getting in the way of their work and it's getting in the way of their family, then they need to have that problem worked out by their family and by their employer. It's a private issue.
Locking them up is not going to help them.
Right. Locking them up or the person that sold it to them is not going to solve this problem. It's a private issue and it needs to be dealt with privately, just like alcoholics are dealt with privately. And compassionately. Can we have the same compassion for people that are addicted to other drugs?
I don't have a lot of compassion for alcoholics or people that are addicted to any drug. Personally, I feel that they've made the choices that have resulted in whatever they have. I'm not interested.
That doesn't mean they shouldn't get help if they ask for it.
They should be able to get help, and I want them to get help. If they're asking for help, I'm liable to do what I can to get them some help. It's the fact that they're doing it. I don't feel any compassion for them. What, in fact, I feel like is I don't want their decisions to result in bad things for me and my family. And the war on drugs results in that.
Let's continue with your phone calls. John, listening in Austin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John in Austin, Texas. Hello there.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Listen, my thoughts on it, I could see legalizing marijuana, but some of the other drugs, I think, remain and still need to be illegal.
Why?
The chemical drugs like ecstasy, meth, these things that are chemical compounds kind of whipped up.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You don't think there are chemical compounds inside that marijuana leaf?
No, but that's an organic grown.
Oh, I see.
When I say chemical compound, like basically ecstasy where you're compounding from a formula.
Ecstasy was legal. Became illegal in the mid '80s. Before that, it was a prescription drug. Were you alive before the mid '80s?
Yeah.
Was the world on fire and people running down the streets killing each other?
No.
Let me tell you, Mark. If more people took ecstasy, that would not happen.
Guys, what I'm saying is, with it being illegal and with people producing it, okay, mm-hmm. like in a black market environment, you know, there are no controls. God knows what they cut
some of this stuff
with. So you legalizing it would result in people producing it in a laboratory environment where it could be tested and it's licensed.
We'll come back with more. If you want to hang on, we'll bring it back after the news. Plus, looks like we've got another drug warrior possibly on the line. If you hang on, we will get to you here. This is an unusual night. 800-259-9231. Usually we can't get drug warriors to come out if we beg. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. It doesn't have to be drug war related. It can be whatever you want. That's the point of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.